Here we have again another issue with the plant with Nitcher. We've seen a number of weeks ago, if not more, where there was a boil notice for a very long time. We have a situation now where during the day we have an outage coming from the plant. We have been told that there's going to be outages for the next couple of nights as well. And also with a kind of side warden saying it'll still take a couple of hours to feed into all houses, so that'll bring you well into the morning. And again, this isn't good enough, nowhere near good enough. We have a private company up in Litcher who are redesigning or rebuilding a new plant, where a plant that has been there and ignored by the state for a very long time instead of investing into it over the years, so we don't have a situation like we have now. And it's very possible that this isn't going to be an isolated incident like the boil notice or like the outages at the moment. And this isn't me scaremongering. I think it's really important that we tell the public what is actually going on. I've been on to Irish Water. I consistently ask the Irish Water that they do the right thing about the people. People, all they want to do is know what has happened. People are generally practical when it comes to the likes of this here. They know well that if there's work to be done, there's going to be problems, but they need to tell the people. They need to tell the people beforehand that there is a problem. I'd like to take the opportunity to take to recognise the local staff themselves and the work that they do to maintain water as best they can for the local community. But we have a problem. We have a problem. We have a problem in relation to second houses, where there's a lot of people here at the moment. So that leaves with higher demand. And I would ask people to try to reduce their water usage as much as they can. And again, we have a problem where the state had ignored our water infrastructure for generations. And this is what we're end up with, a situation where we have to bring in a private company, where I myself would be opposed to. I prefer if it was invested into through the years and our own staff doing it, because they are second to none. And instead of having to do one big massive piece of work over the next year or two or whatever length of time it's taken, and people being disturbed. People are out there who doesn't know there's a water outage that might be running washing machines or having fires on at a cold time of year like this year, and that's going to cause a lot of problems for them. And what I'm asking Irish Water is that they inform the public properly. At the end of the day, this is our water treatment plant, our water, and Irish Water, you are only there to manage it for us.